What in the World Are Germs? Edited by Kashif Noreen. Written by Natalie Jean Marie, Harim Bilal, Maya Elizabeth George, Navneet Kang, Mikhail Habtemnikal, Natalia Raza, Millie Singh, Vivek Kanan, Michelle Tang, Mackenzie Schuller, and Natalie Wong. Chapter 9. What alternative or opposing viewpoints are there to germ theory? Introduction. For every theory and advancement in science, there is a level of importance and greatness that is achieved, which translates into revolutionary impacts for years to come. However, what many do not realize is that passion and curiosity are the driving factors that allow for brilliant theories to come into existence. Pasteur's germ theory is one of such, which has received incredible support from the scientific community over the years. However, there are individuals who counter this theory and do not believe that germs are the only factor that cause disease. This is called germ theory denialism, which has given rise to many theories. While this is important to understand germ theory and its position, it is equally important to discuss opposing theories, including the terrain theory and germ-terrain duality theory, which also stem from germ theory denialism, spontaneous generation, the zoonotic theory of disease, and the theories proposed by Horace Dobell and Lionel S. Beale. The terrain theory and germ-terrain duality theory, in particular, are significant because they explain certain situations which are not explored by germ theory. Terrain theory. Terrain theory was first proposed by Antoinette Beauchamp and Claude Bernard, two well-known scientists in France. Bernard and Beauchamp described this theory as the terrain is everything, the germ is nothing, and the primary cause of disease is in us, always in us, respectively. This essentially means that the rate which an individual becomes infected with a disease is dependent on their overall health and how well the body is taken care of, i.e., the terrain. Beauchamp also believes that the pH level of the body influences our health such that low pH, i.e. acidity conditions, within the body promotes a better environment for microbial production. Microbes and microorganisms that have variations in which some benefit humans, e.g. gut microbes that help with digestion, and some that are harmful to humans, e.g. the Ebola virus. An example of terrain theory is, if a tissue within the body is inflamed due to a disease, that specific area would be prone to infection because it is more likely to attract germs. These germs are, in fact, microbes that originate from microzymas, building blocks of microbes, which consume decayed matter within the body. This process is known as pleomorphism and is an underlying concept of the terrain theory. Terrain theory has also been related to flies and maggots. These insects do not produce garbage, but rather they are attracted to it while feeding off of it. This correlates to terrain theory because it states that germs are attracted to diseased host bodies, but are not the causing agents of disease. Terrain theory was largely underappreciated and overlooked by Louis Pasteur's germ theory, which received great support from the medical organizations because professionals in the medical field held the belief that eliminating germs was the key to eradicating disease. Although this theory was not widely accepted, Beauchamp's theory is very significant because it provides an explanation about why some individuals are affected by certain germs while others are not, even if both are exposed to the same germs. In fact, this theory is at the heart of the production and use of biological medicines, which are present in countries like Canada and India. The philosophies behind such medications are based on taking care of bodily functions, i.e. the terrain, to thus promote better healing. A few examples include adopting a healthier diet to promote a better functioning gut microbiome, maintaining body homeostasis through yoga, and taking homeopathic and naturopathic medicines. Furthermore, terrain theory shares a common philosophy with chiropractic medicine, where it is believed that the body functions optimally when it is in line with the natural flow of life. When this is not achieved, the body becomes less resistant and more vulnerable to disease. For instance, when individuals have spine joint misalignments which interfere with the nerve signaling between the brain and the body, i.e. vertebral subluxation, this results in reduced immunity and thus greater susceptibility to diseases. Moreover, terrain theory has indirectly gained popularity during these trying times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Throughout this time, it has been observed that some patients diagnosed with COVID-19 virus experience...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?